I thought maybe the thing I wanted to tell you is about what keeps happening to me when I get in bed. I'll be lying here, waiting for you, and I end up thinking about you very casually approaching from the side and sort of turning my head just enough, and then slowly feeding your cock into my mouth, and then just sort of looking up at you while you just very slowly fuck my mouth. Should I leave it there? Nice chat. Oh, but then I thought what I wanted tonight was to sleep in a hoodie, so I got into bed with it on and then realized it was too hot. So attempted to take it off without really having to sit up and got sort of trapped halfway. And then I thought about your mouth on my nipples while I was stuck. Is that for use? Are you stuck back there with my lips around your cock? Sorry, we're changing course. But I think it's a good one. I've been thinking since the face fucking and the hoodie trapping, I've been thinking about that moment when it's like, I don't know, 3 or 4, and something has woken one or both of us up, or someone got up to pee, or something. Enough movement in the bed to realize that we should fall asleep snuggling again. And enough to realize that you're hard and sort of not, and not really talking about it, just touching you and moving my body against yours. I don't even think there's kissing, really. It's just sort of tired moving. Oh. And I know how this goes, so when you give me sort of enough of a nudge, I roll over onto my stomach. I bring my knees in. Shoulders down on the bed, ass up in the air, just enough. I know that you will move me higher, lower, wherever you want me. And you sort of follow suit, kneeling behind me and running your hands over my ass, kissing a trail up my spine. And I know we've had some mixed success with your attempts to take my hair out of its ponytail holder, but in this moment, I imagine it's done with expert skill. And so then it's just my hair cascading over the pillow and my neck exposed to you and my ass in the air, and we don't have to talk about it except for this talking I'm doing right now. And you already know how wet I get for you. You slide the tip of your cock between the lips of my pussy just to tease me and check. And I can picture you. You're either gripping your cock at the base, or you're lined up just enough that you just have to sort of push down at the tip to slide inside me. Oh, and there is just, it never gets old. Oh. 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 And I reach one arm back because I want to touch you and I want to hold your hand. And then I reach the other arm back shortly after because, oh, I know this way. Oh, there's enough leverage for us to just fuck each other. Oh. Feel you for a while, and then when it becomes obvious that we just have to fucking come. Oh my god. One of us initiates it, right? One of us thrusts harder. I push back more. It's louder, skin on skin. Maybe you hold both of my hands with one of yours and reach underneath. Maybe you let go of one of my hands. Because you're close and you want me to rub my clit. I'll fucking come with you. Oh, God. What do I like more than coming with you? Fuck. Oh, my God. Maybe that's the one word we say to each other is just, oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck. Though I guess if you want to tell me how fucking good I look, that's allowed. Oh. And if you want to tell me when you're close, that's loud too. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god, please come inside me. Please. Oh my god. I love the way stuck in this sort of final jolts. There's no rhythm. There's, oh, it's like a twitch until you can't stand it. Fuck. Oh. Boring stuff, right? Water, washcloth, pee. Oh, fuck, but it's nice to see.